Okay, you guys, I'm gonna see where I usually put you. I'm actually charging my phone right now with this portable charger that I bought at an office supply store. Sorry, my feet are squeaking, they're wet and it rained. Luckily, it stopped raining. It was raining really hard, actually. But yeah, I'm using this portable charger because I didn't charge my phone. I haven't really had time. I charged it last night, and then I went to work today, and then I came home. We went to drop off some donation stuff, went out to lunch, went shopping, and I've only been home, or was home, for like 45 minutes. It's been a pretty booked day for me. But yeah, but I got a great night's sleep last night. I remembered to take my melatonin, and I actually went to sleep pretty easily, and stayed asleep until close to like 3:30 in the morning. And I woke up, and it took me like 45 minutes to fall back asleep. And then I went to sleep for a few more hours, woke up around 6 o'clock, I believe. And then got up, started getting ready for work. Oh, the light is still out. Oh well. Anyways, I'm super excited because I am on the way to the mall. And okay, I think sorry, this is a pretty crazy intersection enough as it is, and then to have the light out is pretty dangerous, to be honest. Yeah, it's that guy's turn, and then it'll be, it is our turn, but thank you. Anyways, yeah, so I'm on the way to the mall, and I am super excited because Victoria's Secret Pink, which is, like, their brand, I guess it's advertised for younger girls or, like, teenagers, but it's also, like, college and whatnot, because they have all their, like, collegiate t-shirts and brands and everything. Oh my gosh, there is a truck behind me. My wine went totally, oh, a tow truck. I was thinking a repo truck, because that's what I'm used to calling them, but tow truck, you know, that's what they are, is riding my ass. Anyways, they're running a sale today. I'm gonna get over in front of this asshole, because this is the right-hand lane, and this is the slower lane, but anyways. Sorry, I keep getting sidetracked because driving. But yeah, so they're running a deal where their panties are $10 for $35, which makes them $3.50 a pair, which is an amazing deal because some pairs can be up to $10 by themselves. And their stuff just adds up really fast. Normally, they're like $5 for $28 or $5 for $27.50. So this is an amazing deal, but it is for 4 hours only. From 5 to 9. They're doing it online, and I would have gotten free shipping. But online, they don't have near as many options as they do in store. And plus, there is a sex shop inside the mall, so I might get some goodies from there as well. I am so psyched because I actually have money in my bank account, and I am gonna spoil myself. So I am really excited about this. I also don't know, because it's such a good deal, if I'm just going to get 10 pairs or if I might get more than 10 and get 20 for their deal, which is a lot still, especially depending on how much, like, most of at the sex shop starts at, like, $20. So that's, like, $100 today. But at the same time, I get paid next week, and I don't do this very often, and I won't. I have honestly not spent my money at Victoria's Secret in so long, and I used to spend like every paycheck there, but that and their stuff is super expensive, so it adds up really quickly. And I also have an addiction to their little Victoria's Secret pink dogs, and if you don't know what those are, just look them up. They are so cute, and I have like 10. I love them so much because normally they do, sometimes they'll do like deals, and most of the time you get them online. Getting them in store is really hard because, one, I live, not really far from the mall, but it's definitely out of the way, and I have to make a special trip to go there, which is also why I'm recording, and hopefully I can talk about long enough stuff. My mind's been kind of going blank today. I tried to record a ramble on my way home, and I just couldn't. I, for whatever reason, was totally blank and was just, like, zoning out while driving. Focused on driving, obviously. It's not like I was being dangerous or anything, but, yeah. So, anyways, but I'm super excited. I get to go to the mall and spoil myself, and I am just so giddy. And I just posted, it's 4:30, by the way, while I'm talking about this, because this will not go up until later. Especially because I'm thinking I might, it's been so, because I have family at home, so I don't think I'll be able to record later. What I was going to say, though, is I might record a continuation of this ramble, like, when I get home. Well, one, I can also record while I'm driving home, which will just be a longer ramble. Or, I don't know why the truck in front of me is breaking right now. I can also record when I get home and talk about what I got, if y'all want. Because if guys are listening to this, maybe they like me to my Andor. I don't know. But yeah, so we'll definitely see, and I can talk about what I got, and then I can do a new toys audio, and for GWA. Oh, so anyways, like I was saying, I just posted a GWA audio. It is Fuck Me in the Club. It's a part of my Sneaky Summer series, and I actually worked kind of hard on the sound effects of this one to make it sound so realistic. And I remembered to tag it public, because I've noticed I'm kicking myself in the ass. I forgot to do that last time. So yeah, so that's kind of annoying. I need to exit here, so I need to change lanes. But yeah, I'm so glad the weather cleared up, because I hate driving in the rain, and for whatever reason, if you live in Texas, you probably know this. The second a droplet of water hits the road, everyone forgets how to fucking drive. I don't know what it is, but it's literally crazy that everybody just, like, doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. Speaking of spending money, though, so like I said, I got this portable battery at the office supply store. Sorry, this is, like, what I first started talking about. Oh, sorry, this is the exit lane. I'm not paying attention at all because I'm following too close behind this truck. Anyways. Oh, yeah, so it's originally $40, and it was on sale for $35, but then when it rang up, is this the lane I need? Oh, I hate this. There's so much traffic up here, and I can't see. Oh, I could get in that lane, but it's too late. Anyways, let me think about one thing at a time. Oh, yeah, so the tax said $35, the sale tax said $35, but whenever it rang up actually at $28, so it was even cheaper than it was originally going to be. So, yeah. And it's funny because I'm getting these weird looks from these people who I'm sitting in traffic with right now. Because obviously there's no one in the car with me, and I'm recording on my phone, and it's not like I have a Bluetooth or a headpiece that you can see. And obviously my vehicle is too old to have that stuff. Unless, I guess I could have got it installed, but not gonna. Alright, you better let me take what is supposed to be my lane. Because this is my lane. Thank you very much. And I will go ahead and turn into the parking lot. Oh, shit. Never mind. Okay, I'm sorry. Well, you know, you're literally right in my blind spot. I hate people so much because then this asshole is going to cut in front of me. I fucking knew he was going to do that shit. Ugh. Like I said, I hate... Over here by the mall, it's, like, crazy busy with people, and no one knows how to drive. And for whatever reason, on this road, for as much high traffic as it gets, we have a lot of merging and, oh, fuck, ending lanes. And people like to ride my ass all the time. And then I look like I can't drive because, like I said, I almost went into somebody's lane, even though they were literally in my blind spot, and I had looked, but their car's too low for me to see. So that kind of sucked and makes me look bad, but... I did not hit them, obviously. I'm safe enough to catch that. Before they even honked at me, too. I'm not sure if you heard that. They, like, barely hit their horn. So, sorry. That's kind of, like, really stupid and makes me seem like an idiot. I promise. I can drive. I forgot what I was talking about, though. Oh, yeah. So, the battery ended up running cheaper than the tag even said to begin with. So, that was a really awesome deal. And I'm happy I bought it. And it's rose gold and it matches my phone. So, it's super cute. And it's slim. And it has up to 330% extra battery. I can turn it in here. And you can charge two devices on it. And it has the, like, multiple jacks. Ooh, I wonder... I feel like I'm going to spend way too much time at the sex shop. I need to not go there first. Oh, let's see if I can park and then walk to... Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to remember the layout of the mall. Kind of hard to do, to be completely honest. Especially while I'm like... Oh, did they close that place? That sucks. Sorry, there's like this Japanese seafood restaurant in... Can I turn? Yeah, I can turn on your phone. You have a stop sign. So please stop at it. Sorry. No, and then I hate, like, these parking lots are so big at the mall that people just drive across them all the time. And it's annoying and frustrating. And people, like, drive the wrong way. And these lanes are too narrow to really do that. And it's annoying. But yeah, so I'm actually at the mall. Come on, honey, you're fine. Sorry, there's this lady backing out in front of me. But yeah. And work was fun today. Work was good. Had less kids than yesterday. Yesterday we had a ton of kids. It's kind of crazy. Kind of cray cray. But yeah, and it's coming so I can go. I don't know how close of a space I'm gonna get. Because this is the mall after all. Oh, I think they just turned down here, so they're gonna get a space before me. We'll see. But yeah, like I said, these things are really narrow and these people are like walking right in the way for me to drive. It's kind of annoying. Is that, it probably has a car in it, I just can't see because it's too short. Yep. Oh. Anyways. I swear I recognize that dude. He's leaving anyways, so it's not that big of a deal. But, sorry, it's kind of weird. Honestly, I'm just gonna park out here and walk. Walking is good for you, and I am pulling like way too far forward because I was straining out the truck. Anyways, I am nice and parked. It did not take me long to get here at all. Oh my god, I am... legit so surprised it didn't take me that long. But I think I'm gonna go straight to Victoria's Secret and start picking up the pairs of underwear I want. That way I can check them out at 5 o'clock when the sale starts, and then I can go to the sex shop and spend plenty of time because I just stand there and look at everything. The people always ask me if I need help and I'm like, no, I'm just thinking about stuff. And they're like, okay. And then they'll, like, ask me again. The only time I really need help is because they have, like, really tall walls. And I can't reach the stuff. So I usually have to ask the guy who works there to reach it for me. Which makes for a fun conversation. Because I'm pretty chill about it. Like, I don't really... I used to be like, oh, my God. Like, this one sex shop that I went to was... It was weird. It was weird. And I'm going to talk about that experience later. But, yeah, if I remember. So this is going to be kind of like cut and snip together, and I'm sorry about that, but you know, I'm running errands. I just got to do that because as much as I would love to take you in the mall, I forgot my earphones with my microphone, and also like I don't know how to like hold the recording other people like at the cash register and stuff. Like, I get it's not that big of a deal, but at the same time, I feel like some people would feel uncomfortable if they knew that, if that makes sense. I don't know, hopefully that makes sense. So I hope you understand, but other than that, yeah, I will catch you soon. LOL. Okay, you guys, so I'm in my truck, and sorry, I was just putting you in your place. And I figured since I can't record when I got home, I would just record it here in the truck in the parking lot, which is no big deal for me. And I am so giddy excited that I got stuff at the sex shop because, I mean, obviously I enjoy that sort of stuff. Since I do what I do, Anyways, so what I got, I'm going to start with what I got there. They have the biggest bags. I don't know why, but, oh, I just cut my finger with my nail. My nails are super sharp because I broke them earlier. I need to fix them. I got chain. Sorry, I'm like out of breath. One, I'm super excited. Two, it's really hot and I'm in my truck. I don't have the AC on because I don't want to waste the gas. But anyways, I got these chain nipple clamps because I've been wanting to get nipple clamps. It says these adjustable tip stainless steel nipple clamps feature a connecting chain and provide adjustable pressure to ensure an enjoyable nipple clamp experience. Simply tighten the screws on these metal nipple clamps to lessen the pressure and lighten the intensity, ideal for any master-slave situation. So that's cool. Definitely cannot wait to use those. And then I just got some more lubricant. Because I've been wanting to do more anal stuff, so definitely need that. And it's so funny, I didn't get the lubricant, but I saw one and it was literally called Better Than Spit. I thought that was super funny. And then I got a new dildo. This one is a Slim 7 with a suction cup, and it's pink, and I love it because it's pink and it says Slim 7, and it's by Hot Love Extreme as a brand. Great for first timers and experts alike. The jelly Slim 7 is made in the USA from phthalate-free, latex-free PVC. The super strong suction cup base sticks to nearly any flat surface and can be used with most strap-on harnesses. Enjoyable hands-free stimulation anytime you want it. Just stick the powerful suction cup to any hard surface and enjoy the thrills. The flexible jelly shaft bends and conforms to your body's contours, and it's soft and flexible for comfort in any position. Cleanup is a snap after the fun with toy cleaner and warm water. Anyways, yeah, that's awesome. The other dildo that I have is 6.5, and it has a suction cup too, but the suction cup really sucks, to be honest, and it has balls on it, I guess is what I'm gonna say, and this one does not, so that's cool. That's pretty cool. I'm very excited about this. That, and it's pink. I originally wanted a pink one whenever I first went toy shopping, but they didn't have it. All they had it was black, and so I have it. And yeah, so not that there's a problem with that either, but I just wanted pink because pink's my favorite color, and I have pink pretty much everything else except for these nipple clamps are black and stainless steel, but they're nipple clamps, so not that big of a deal. Anyways, I'm just gonna wrap this bag up and stick it in my purse because obviously it's not like I can let my parents see that, so give me like 1 second while I do that. The only reason why I have such a big bag all the time is because you never know when you need to hide shit. Anyways, and then what did I get from Victoria's Secret? I ended up just getting 10 thongs, or 10 pairs of panties, because it was so packed, you guys. It was literally, oh my god, like, I accidentally stepped on someone's foot, someone accidentally stepped on my feet, like, we were waiting in line. I waited in line for, like, 20 minutes. It was insane. Anyways, but I got 10 pairs. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to get as many thongs as I like, because thongs are my favorite, but that's okay. I don't always wear thongs. But I did get this one thong. It's like a magenta lace with like this pink. It's like a floral lace. That's one pair. I did get a pair of cheeksters, or like boy short kind of ones. And it's so cute because they have peaches on them. And they have like the wide band that says pink. A lot of them do. I also got, these are the, it doesn't have the style name. Oh, these are the bikinis. Okay, so this is a bikini, and it's just like a peachy kind of neon peach, and it has pink and the little dog all over it. I got another bikini style, and it's a black and white and gold trim with like this acid tie-dye kind of wash. And then I got, they have these really good seamless ones. I got a seamless blue thong, a seamless black thong, and then a pair of, like, their seamless regular undies, and they look like grandma underwear, gonna be completely honest, but sometimes I need to wear underwear, like, to work, because normally if I have to worry about panty lines, I just don't wear underwear, but, like, to work or something, obviously with children, I can't risk that, so kind of a big deal. Yeah, and then I got this other like black lace thong with the pink logo in different colors. And then this other pink bikini style one. So, super cute. And it was a hell of a good deal. Oh, and I almost forgot. It's another seamless pair. But it looks like the sunset. And it's a thong. And it's super cute. So, that is what I got. Anyways, I am going to text. Sorry, because of the traffic and stuff. I text my parents that I'm leaving. Because you never know if something can happen. The tippy tapping. It's probably annoying with my nails. Oh, I don't know why that saved again. It's almost been an hour now since I was trying to post something and there's no service inside the mall. It's pretty annoying. Anyways, I'm gonna move you back to your place and get buckled and then start the truck because it's freaking hot. I am soaked in sweat now. It's so hot. Let's turn the AC up for a little bit. I'm gonna go the right direction and back up first, and then, okay, don't honk at me because you're trying to come sneaking, okay, wow, this bitch, basically, is what I'm gonna call her, honked at me for backing up when she was the one speeding down the aisle, and then didn't even let me finish backing up and drove around me. Wow, and she's not even stopping at the stop signs that they have. That should not be a surprise to me. But it's just kind of sad, to be honest, how dangerous and reckless people drive around here. I think there's a light. Oh, yeah, this is the light. Exit. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out where I can go. And this AC is blowing so hard in my face. Oh my god. Let's see. I need this lane. Yeah. Oh, well, that lane turns too. Okay, I'm gonna get in this lane then. Because, sorry. I don't usually drive this way. Also, I'm wearing my false eyelashes, so this AC is like blowing my eyes and it's being kind of crazy. And I'm just really hot and gross. I feel super gross right now. I'm probably not super gross. Anyways, okay, so I'm going to talk about the sex shop. So, first of all, I'm proud of myself for getting to where, like, I don't really care. I'm not really embarrassed by this sort of stuff. I mean, I enjoy it. I have fun with it, so, like, there's no reason for me to be embarrassed, basically. Like, today, so because it's in the mall, and it's not just a sex shop, it's also, like, they sell other stuff. But the sex toys and stuff is in the back. There were a bunch of teenage guys or 20-something-year-olds, and they were, like, joking around, making fun of stuff, blah, 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 and, like, snickering when they saw me looking at the stuff I was. But I'm just kind of like, you're being really childish about this. Like, if anything, for me, I'd find it hot. I'd be like, oh, that girl's into that? Like, oh, okay, you know, but instead, they're being, like, super childish and joking and laughing and stuff like that. Which is funny. I was able to joke with the cashier about it because I was like, what? They don't like to have fun with their girlfriends? She said, you know, that means they probably don't have any because they're too immature. Which very well may be true. And I'm blocking this thing. I'm not supposed to be, but I am. I'm sorry, car that just pulled up. Normally, people don't drive on the road, so it gets blocked all the time. Anyways, yeah, like, the person behind me didn't give a fuck. Those people pulled up. They still pulled up right behind me. Okay, so the first time I went toy shopping, okay, I went to this place on the other side of town that is exclusively a sex shop. Well, and, like, smoke shop, because they smell all that stuff. But other than that, it was exclusively a sex sell sort of store, you know, all of the lingerie, all of the lingerie, the get up, the everything. And I don't know why, because I know they've had issues before about getting robbed and stuff. Sorry, I'm having to look. I'll talk louder just because I'm having to look the opposite way because traffic, and I have to turn. So I'm sorry if you can't hear me that well or if I'm talking too loud because the truck is small, so it doesn't make that big of a difference. I feel like it probably does because I'm literally looking the wrong way and talking to a window versus like facing forward and the microphone being closer. So it's a big store, and at least like this one that I just went to is kind of dark, you know what I mean? It has like a dark, more chill atmosphere, I feel, versus this other one that I'm talking about. It is bright white inside. Like, you can see everything bright and clear. Like, there's no mistake of what you're looking at while you're there, which I mean is fine. Like I said, it's a sex store. Like, everything is about that. Oh shit, there's a lot of traffic. Oh, rush hour. Fuck, I was not even paying attention. Okay, well, I'm gonna go the back way home then. Fuck this shit. This is a literal parking lot. Oh, fuck my life. Can I be like this asshole and cut over? Can I? There's no one coming on. I think I'm going to be a dick and do that. Yeah, everyone behind me did. That's so funny. Literally like 17 cars behind me just followed and cut across, even though that's technically illegal because I crossed the double white lines. But I don't really give a fuck. I'm just gonna go the back way home because this is shit. Now that I'm in a more familiar area. So I used to work over here. Yeah, I actually used, that's another reason why my old paychecks used to go to Victoria's Secret is because I didn't work too terribly far from the mall. It was much easier to get to the mall from my old job. And so I used to go shopping there on my lunch break sometimes. It's pretty ridiculous. Anyway, so back to what I was saying. So, like, everything's bright white. There's no mistake if you're looking at a giant fucking dildo or a butt plug or anal beads or, you know, whatever. Like, there's no mistaking what you're looking at. And, which, I mean, is fine and all. Like I said, it's a complete sex shop, so that's what you're there for, you know what I mean? Like, there's no mistake in what you're doing there. Versus like this other store, you can kind of play it off of like, because they also sell like gag gifts and stuff. You can be like, oh, I'm just getting a gift for so and so. Okay, I need over, lady. And okay, truck, are you gonna let me over? I'd like to get over again, and I don't think I can. Ooh, maybe I can. Ha 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 ha. Okay, sorry. I'm happy. Oh, see, this dude behind me is trying to get over too. No biggie. I always feel bad when I do that because I feel like I irritate the people who were behind me in the original lane that I was in, but he's actually following me. He kind of, no lie, looks like Channing Tatum. He's not. I know he's not, but he kind of looks like it. Just saying. It's kind of weird. And I'm talking about sex. Time out sex, baby. Okay, anyways. Let's talk about sex. Anyways, since we all know I cannot sing worth a damn. Sorry, I was having to look over my shoulder again. I'm making all these right turns. But yeah, so what was I saying? Oh yeah, so it's bright white. There was a group, and I'm guessing they were security guards. But because this place was so empty, I kid you not, I was the only customer there when I went. This place was so empty that these guys were like just standing around, walking around the store in a group. And I'm not sure if they're like hired by the people who, oh, they're stepping in here too. Oh, well, not as much, who like own the store, or if they hire like a security company and they rotate through guys, because these, oh, like these guys who are like clearly probably 25 and older. And there were like six of them. I didn't realize they made that a park. That is hella nice. Ooh, I want to go over there. Sorry, I'm just seeing where they made a new park and like biking road. And that's pretty awesome. Anyways, these guys, older guys, like they literally know that they were probably gonna be a security guard at the sex shop, are walking around laughing at the stuff that they're selling. And when they saw me looking at dildos, they were snickering at me, which I did not appreciate. Because here I am, this little blonde girl, shopping for these sex toys by myself. Like, that just makes me wish that I either had a girl to go with or, like, a boyfriend to take me or something. Because going by myself is so intimidating. But yeah, and then the guy who I guess owned the store or was the manager, he was kind of awkward and weird and made me kind of uncomfortable. I can't remember, he said something when I was checking out and I was like, kind of like, what? It's just kind of weird. That's where I got my first dildo, because my original first one was actually given to me by a friend. So that was the first one for me to buy by myself. So yeah. Pretty cool, pretty cool. And then whereas like this sex shop I have now been to, that I just got the stuff today, I've been to a few times. Because it's in the mall, it's easier for me to go to and it's more fun. They have more options in terms of colors for stuff. They have bright colors and everything. But yeah, so I got this new dildo. I was thinking about getting a rabbit, but I don't know how loud those are and I need stuff to be quiet. Since I like fuck myself every night. So yeah. Yeah. Anyways. That's what's happening. Happening with me. But yeah, so I'm super psyched. Oh yeah, so like I was saying, it's just super aux. Super awkward. That first time, and I really don't want to go back there. Cause it's just weird and I don't know, made me feel bad, I guess, kind of. I was super excited about my toy, so that was definitely worth it. But yeah. And then, like I said, like, I had even seen reviews and everything, and, it was all great, but the suction cup sucks. Like I said. So it's kind of annoying. But that's okay. Hopefully this one's better. Not that I get to use it that much, just because, like, I have a bed, I don't have hardwood floor, I don't have a plastic chair that I can, like, stick it to or anything, but, my bed frame is metal, and luckily I'm short enough that if I stick it on my metal bed frame and I get on the floor on my hands and knees, it is just perfect for doggy style. So that's pretty awesome, so hopefully this one works for that better. That, and if you listen to my audios, I talk about being really tight, but that's like an actual thing. And that, with this other one, the suction cup is so poor that I will be fucking myself doggy style, and I am so tight that it will just pull it off the thing. So yeah, pretty easily. It's kind of annoying, for me, I guess. But yeah, so anyways, I'm like I said, super psyched to get these things. There's a new restaurant, but I have food at home. I don't need to be eating more. I am honestly, you guys, I've been eating so poor, it's not even funny. And I need to be eating better and tracking my calories more. I've been working out more, but it's really the eating that's getting me. And of course there has been a car accident up here. Okay. Okay, I need to get over. Luckily, I know how to... Babe, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry, there's like... Huh, I wonder what happened. Sorry, where I just turned is this really, really funky, almost like a 2-4-6-way intersection, if that makes any sense at all. It's very complicated and annoying, and very complicated and annoying, and a lot of people don't know how to turn or pay attention while they're turning there, because there's also 4-way traffic each way, which is kind of what makes it a 6-way intersection, which, like I said, probably makes no sense. But it looks like someone didn't turn enough or got distracted and probably swerved and jumped the curb. Definitely know what that is like. But luckily, I, like I said, used to work over here, and so I know the back way pretty well. It's not that hard for me to know which way to go home. Just a little bit of a bypass. But yeah, so. Versus, okay, so the people who work at this sex shop are super chill and super cool, and it was so funny because last time I went and I got my vibrator, there was this guy, and he looks like he's probably barely 18 years old. And it was so awkward because, like I said, I mentioned before, they kept asking if I need help. I just like to stand there and look at everything and, like, generally make a decision. That and stuff is really expensive. I mean, sex toys are expensive, you know what I mean? And so I'm having to think about my money, obviously, and I'm gonna make this light. Yes, I am. And so, yeah. But he kept, and so the type of vibrator that I got, and it was interesting, I actually had someone ask me, what kind I bought, and they PM me, and I sent them back a link of the exact vibrator that I got, and if you want, I can take pictures of my toys and post it on my subreddit. I don't know if those of you that listen to all my stuff are curious. I am totally fine with that. I don't really care. I really need to buy a new butt plug online. The ones that I have are great to some extent, but then honestly, when I'm like fucking myself with it, they don't have enough of a taper, and so they don't stay in that easily. So it's kind of annoying, TBH. So yeah, so I need to get one with more of a taper. But I need to order other stuff online too. I really want to buy toe rings. I hope that's not weird, but. I just need, I forgot to turn on my signal. Oh well. I need to order them online, but they need to be silver because, I'm allergic to fake jewelry, I guess. The stuff that I wear a necklace 24/7. I honestly never take it off. I had another one before that I wore 24/7 and it broke, and that's the only reason why I stopped wearing it. And even then, I went to the same store, and it's this one store that sells these type of necklaces, and bought a replacement because I like it so much. And unfortunately, they didn't have it in the same color, like the little jewel stone that hangs. But I got this one, and I really like this one too. But yeah, I wear it 24/7. So, but it's pure silver. The rings that I usually wear and the bracelet, like my, I have a charm bracelet, and then I have a like tennis bracelet, are all pure silver. I have another necklace that I wear for special occasions that's pure silver. So yeah, so everything is silver. And my earrings are, and I bought them at Icing, which is like Claire's, if you know what that is. And they're hypoallergenic. And my ears have been handling them a lot better. It honestly got to where I stopped wearing earrings because I was just getting so annoyed with them irritating my ears. And if I'm allergic to the earrings, it happens really quickly. My ears get really itchy and red and irritated. So these I've been handling pretty well, but on occasion my ear itches and it like kind of bothers me. So I definitely still take a break from these. But other than that, they do pretty well. They do pretty well and they're cute. So I like, because I like wearing earrings and I actually have double pierced. But yeah, so anyway, so like I was saying, I want to get toe rings because I wear sandals all the time. I usually have my toes done, or I do my own toes, or I do my own nails in general. And I feel like it would just be super cute for me to have little rings on my toes because, I don't know, I just like the way it looks. But I have to buy silver so I can wear it and not have an allergic reaction. It sucks because I had this one really cute necklace that I really liked. I kind of jingle too. It was super cute. And it was not real silver. It was like that cheap fake jewelry that you buy. And I wore it for 12 hours and broke out in the worst rash around my neck. This has happened months ago, but still, just on the topic of jewelry, it was very annoying and it sucks because it was such a cute little necklace. But yeah, I work, like I said, broke out in literally the worst rash. It was so itchy and it lasted for like, I want to say the rash lasted for like a good 3 weeks. And I mean, I was constantly putting like hydrocortisone, and I was taking Benadryl to help with the inflammation. Like, sorry, I just passed an ice cream truck and that sounded so awful. But yeah, it sucked. So I have since not even, like, I don't keep fake jewelry anymore. I just, there's no point because it's so annoying to deal with the repercussions or the consequences from that. It's not worth it. So, yeah. Anyways, I'll be excited to get home. I need to work on a script for someone because they asked me to. If not, like, writing one, then finding one for them to do because they're lazy. And I'm their friend, but that's okay. And then I also need to probably eat dinner. I'm still really full from lunch, and honestly, it's leftover lunch that I'm having for dinner. So I might not eat until closer to 7. I don't know. I'll see, because I might just want to go ahead and eat. That way I can just stay up in my room for the rest of the evening and not have to worry about stuff. So that's probably honestly what I'll do. I'll just go ahead and eat, because I'm not... I can eat. It's not like I'm that full right now. Excuse me, and it's not that much more food. A car just turned. Okay, well, they're going slow enough. I could have turned in front of them. Oh, we're gonna do this. Sorry, this street sucks. But yeah. Yeah. I've had a long day, so I'm getting kind of tired. Which is good, so that means if I take my melatonin tonight, I'll probably sleep really well again. Which is good for me. Luckily, I'm off work tomorrow. So I thought I was gonna have a free morning. Turns out I have a dentist appointment. I'm so pissed. I forgot, I have a dentist appointment. I'm just getting my biannual cleaning, but still, it sucks. Because I swear, it's like every time I go, I have cavities. Even though I brush my teeth so freaking often, and I floss all the time. Or twice a day, I brush my teeth, like 3, if not more times a day. So I've always had issues with my teeth, always. It's so annoying. But I swear, it's like they always find more. I don't know what's wrong. They honestly don't. They don't know. I'm yawning again. I'm so tired. They don't know what's up with my teeth either. Oh my god, there's a white Jeep behind me. Why? Guys, I need a Jeep. So bad. It's so hot. And it's new. Y'all. Anyways, yeah. So that's what I'm going to be doing this evening. And having fun with my new toy. So, my new toys. So I'm super excited. Yeah. That's what I'm going to be doing. Which means I'll probably be recording an audio tonight, which is okay, or good, I guess, but I won't, because I already posted. I'll end up posting it at a later date, probably. Probably won't need editing, at all. So tired. So yeah. Super excited. I think it's funny how when you do these things, how excited you get about this stuff, but that's fine with me. I don't know. I like being able to be more open sexually, I guess, if that makes any sense at all. It's fun. Why not have fun with yourself, you know? Like, if you can make yourself come as many times as I do and basically get high off of it, like, why not? Who needs drugs when you're literally high on life? Like, literally. So, that's kind of how I feel. Maybe this one's really bad, or it makes me sound really bad, but, yeah, that's just that. And I feel like this ramble is going to be so long. But yeah. And I feel like I've said this before, but if you actually listen to my rambles, please, like, private message me or something. Just because sometimes I feel like I am literally talking to myself, LOL, right? Because I am right now. But at like the same time, sorry, it's really like a pothole thing. But like at the same time, if like y'all like these, I would just like to know that y'all actually like these rambles, that y'all like them being this long, or you know, don't care, or I've been told by some people that they listen to them and fall asleep because it's just like someone talking about nonsense, basically. Which is also totally fine with me. But yeah, so that is that. I'm gonna turn here. Yeah, and I'm almost home. So yes, super excited. I honestly might take a nap just before I decide to play because I'm probably gonna be up tonight. I'm thinking about it because I should be able to sleep after the dentist. Take a nap after the dentist. Which isn't good for my sleeping pattern because I was finally getting back on track with sleeping at night, not during the day. But at the same time, your girl really wants to have some fun, if you know what I mean. sorry, I'm so bad. But yeah, so that's happening. And I think I'm gonna have to go ahead and stop me from recording. Because like I said, I'm almost home. So I think that I am just going to go ahead and stop recording. I just want to thank you so much for listening. I genuinely really appreciate it. Like I honestly do. I love doing this stuff so much. Even though I said I'd want for you to message me, you totally don't have to. I understand. I'm just talking out loud about how I'm feeling. So like I said, I really appreciate it. Although always feel free to message me if you want. I try to respond to everyone. So yeah. Other than that, I hope you have a great evening, day, afternoon, morning, wherever you are, whatever time it is, whenever you listen to this. Thank you so much.